I think it's fair to say it's improving. It's improving rapidly, actually. Certainly, we're seeing now towards the end of January a real and sustained fall in case rates from where we were a month ago, which is extremely pleasing. And it's a real tribute to the way that everybody has really responded to the gravity of the situation. So, I mean, that is really, really fantastic. Richmond, I think, is the lowest London borough by number of cases per 100,000 people. Kingston, not far off. So, so we have been, you know, as I say, partly as a result of people really following the rules, but also I think we've been quite lucky. I've spoken to Kingston Hospital. They had a huge surge in patients beginning of January, but we are starting to see a sustained fall in number of hospitalizations now, which is also really good news. Although I do want people to understand that actually this situation we've had over the last couple of months has been much, much worse than what we saw in the spring. And we've certainly seen that reflected in hospitalizations. But again, as I say, that's really improving. But I think it's important to say we're not out of the woods yet. Case rates are still really high, certainly compared to where we were towards the end of the summer. And it is so important, you know, still for the next few weeks, people need to stay home as much as they possibly can. If they have to go out for essential travel or if they've got essential work, you know, keep your distance, wash your hands, wear a mask, all of that. People still must be really, really diligent. But I want people to be optimistic. The vaccine rollout is going incredibly well. I was on a call last week with South West London NHS, and I think the figures, and this is last week, so things will have moved on even since then, but 74% of over 80s have now been vaccinated in the region, which is just amazing. We're starting to move into the over 75s, which is just fantastic. And certainly they were aiming to have completed all care home residents by last Sunday. So it's really been an extraordinary effort. And I just want to pay a tribute to all the various GP surgeries and other centres that have been offering vaccines and all the feedback I'm getting from constituents as they've had a really great experience. Just the last thing I would say is, you know, if you're in one of those categories that's expecting to receive a vaccine before the middle of February and you haven't been contacted yet, stay by your phones. The GPs, they will be in touch. You will be contacted. And please don't just turn up without an appointment. And if you can possibly avoid it, try not to call your GP to find out when you're going to be contacted for a vaccine. It's all incredibly well organised. It's going very smoothly. So please just be patient. And also, final thing, just if you've got any doubts at all about the vaccine, I really urge you to go and seek out the information on the NHS web pages. There's a lot of misinformation out there. It's creating quite a lot of anxiety and doubt in certain groups. And we're really, really anxious that as many as people as possible can get the vaccine. Of course, you don't have to have it. But if it's fear or anxiety that's stopping you, I really do urge you to go and seek out a good source of information about the vaccine. And you can find out more on the NHS web pages.
Fantastic, thank you. Just to go back to Kingston Hospital, because obviously you spoke to the bosses last week and they said that hopefully they're past the peak of COVID admissions. How are the doctors and nurses faring at the moment? Obviously they have been doing an extraordinary things and such huge efforts to everybody. Are they faring fairly well?
Under the circumstances they are, but obviously these are unprecedented circumstances. And I think what's been really difficult this time round, if you like, I honestly don't know if we call this the second wave or the third wave, but let's say the winter wave, where what has been much more challenging than the spring summer wave is that they've already had 9 or 10 months of really, really intense pressure and they are exhausted. And we are seeing as well high levels of sickness absence due to self-isolating. So the staff who are working are spread extremely thinly. So they are doing an extraordinary job. And not just the doctors and the nurses on the front line, but paramedics and care home workers and all the support workers, the cleaning staff and everybody. It's really, I mean, it's difficult to imagine for those of us who are just stuck at home and perhaps not seeing what's going on. But it really, they are doing a phenomenal job. I think the biggest concern for the senior management team at Kingston Hospital is that obviously there's a backlog of elective surgery building up that they've had to cancel or postpone because of the COVID pressures. And there will be a lot of demand to get that going again as soon as it's possible. But the staff, they really need a break. They really, really do. It's just been an absolute, you know, sustained you know, just incredible, and emotional and physical and all sorts of pressure on the staff. So I think the thing I'd say is, if you have had an operation postponed, perhaps a hip or a knee operation or something like that, and you're waiting for it to be rescheduled, again, just please be patient. I know, you know, particularly for people who are experiencing discomfort, it's difficult to wait, but I would really urge you to be thoughtful towards our health and medical staff who've just had the most incredibly difficult year.